appeal dismissed. The guilty verdict against Najib Razak stands. The former Malaysian Prime Minister was sentenced to 12 years in prison and fined $50 million last year for illegally receiving $10 million from a former unit of state investment fund, 1MDB.
I'd like to say that I'm very disappointed in the judgment delivered by the Court of Appeal this morning. I have asked my lawyers to file an immediate appeal to the federal court.
The court has temporarily suspended the sentence pending the appeal, and Najib remains free on bail. His supporters, dozens of whom had gathered outside court on Wednesday, say he's being persecuted.
We feel extremely sad that the appeals court has upheld the sentence. Najib is a leader who sacrificed so much for the people and the country.
The court rejected Najib's defence he had acted in the national interest and said evidence showed the former leader knew or ought to have known the money in his accounts were from illegal proceeds. The Court of Appeal, in a unanimous decision to uphold Najib's conviction, said the case, in which more than $10 million was transferred to Najib's personal bank accounts, was a national embarrassment. This is the first of five trials involving 1MDB that Najib faces. US and Malaysian authorities say at least $4.5 billion was stolen from the state investment fund. It was anger about the 1MDB corruption allegations that led to Najib's coalition being voted out in 2018. That was the first time it lost power since Malaysia gained independence in 1957. Najib has been trying to mount a political comeback since then, and his party returned to power last year. Analysts say while the conviction is a setback for Najib, it's too early to write him off.
As long as the legal appeal or the legal process is ongoing, he will try very, very hard to stand in the next general election and, if possible, get back to the office of the Prime Minister.
Polls are not due until 2023, but could be called as early as the middle of next year. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Putrajaya, Malaysia.